For the first time in almost a quarter century, the New England Patriots are looking for a new head coach. Bill Belichick and owner Robert Kraft announced yesterday that Belichick is leaving after 24 seasons. Belichick thanked the team, players past and present, and the fans.
Just so many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and I'll always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here, but at this time, We're gonna move on.
The Patriots won 6 Super Bowls during Belichick's reign, but the team has missed the playoffs 3 years in a row and fell to last place this season. WBUR's Radio Boston producer Kyrie Thompson was a sports reporter for other local media outlets. In this essay, Thompson says Belichick is accountable for the Patriots' decline, and it was time for the coach to go.
For 24 years, every player, coach, and reporter learn this simple truth about Foxborough. It was Bill Belichick's world, and you were just living in it. There were news conferences where he'd answer questions by refusing to answer them. Remember this exchange after an early season loss in 2014?
This team, this organization, hasn't had these sort of issues in the past.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Bill, you mentioned Tom's age at the draft.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Do you think having a 37-year-old...
We're on to Cincinnati.
There was that perpetual scowl and love of hoodies that drew comparisons to Darth Sidious from Star Wars. That time he stiff-armed a young Detroit Lions fan who wanted a high five. But no one cared because he coached as well as or better than anyone in history. But after the last Patriots Super Bowl win in 2019, the empire slowly began to crumble. Now, it's easy to think of football as an absurd game of grown men smashing into each other. But it's also chess, psychology, espionage, and economics rolled into one. And for more than a decade, Belichick excelled at all of it. He could draw up a game plan that would outwit any other coach, even when opponents knew what was coming. He worked magic with the NFL salary cap rules. He also made savvy, if gut-wrenching, decisions to save money and still win. Not even Tom Brady was safe from Belichick's scrutiny. When he struggled during the 2019 season, Belichick let the quarterback leave and sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2020. Oops. The next season, Brady won a Super Bowl, while Belichick's Patriots stumbled to their first losing season in 20 years. Pats fans felt hopeful when Belichick drafted quarterback Mac Jones in 2021. As a rookie, Jones got the team back to the postseason. He wasn't Brady, but he was smart, efficient, and he fit the Patriots system. Until he didn't, which is also Belichick's fault. Belichick failed to secure good enough receivers and blockers and coaches to support Jones, and the results have been horrible to watch.
Jones on the play fake. Intercepted! Intercepted! And returned just for a couple yards by Blackman. Oh! Mac Jones with his 10th interception of the season at a back-breaking moment.
But if I had to boil down the Pats' need to move on from Belichick to one reason, it's this. Who's the first non-Tom Brady person you think of when the New England Patriots come up? Ask anybody, and the answer is almost always Bill Belichick. He was more of a star than any current player, and he knew it. Teams need great coaches, but they need great players even more. Belichick became a relic of a Patriots era that no longer exists and can no longer be recreated. There's a scene in season 5 of the HBO show The Wire when Bodie Broaddus is pining for the old days of hustle in the streets of Baltimore. The character Slim Charles tells him, "The thing about the old days, they the old days. It's time for something new, and it was time for the New England Patriots to say bye to Bill Belichick."